His Gemara Mokum is the Medrash Rabba and Megillas Esther. It's officially Purim Zman. Once Lubin gives the Vad for Purim, it's officially, you know, think about Purim and Yoni Purim. So the Medrash says as follows. Mamash, the Megillas begins with, like right in the middle of, it starts right out with amazing drama. So here you have these two Mishnahs, Hashverish has a Mishnah, Vashti has a Mishnah, and one thing leads to another, and Hashverish demands Vashti's presence. The Pasuk says, Lahavi is Vashti Amalka, Lefnei Amelech, Bekes Amalkas, Laharos Ha'amim Vasar Mesiofia Kitovas Marahi, to show off Vashti's beauty. And then the Pasuk says, Vatimoyin Hamalka Vashti. And Vashti refuses. Rashi says because she had Saras. You know, I'm not sure about other interpretations also, but the Maisa, the whole Megillah, is hinged on this Vatimoyin Vashti. Because had nothing happened to Vashti, then Esther wouldn't have gotten into the become Achashverosh's wife, and nothing could happen. So there's a very important, you know, out of 10 prakas, it's pasuk number 12, Perek Aleph. So the Medrash says as follows, what was it about Tamoyin? What did she refuse? Why did she refuse? Rashi says, Mishum Saras, but the Medrash brings down over here that what Sholchav Amrlo Dvarim Shehein Nogin Belibo. She sent to him and was speaking to Achashverosh things that were Nogin Belibo. That would be bias or prejudice his heart. What does that mean? So the Mepharshim say, Matnas Kuna, Kilomar Derech Remez Dibra Ito. She spoke to him the Derech Remiza, Ula Yargish. Maybe he'll come to understand. Then she sent him some things that were more understandable. Below Hirgish. Also didn't understand. Marzu, Shehino Gimbelivo Dorish, Masha Kosov, Bidvara Melech, Hashebiyat Harsarisim Koi, it's going on the Pasuk. Following the words, Vatimoyin Hamalka Vashti. So what's the point over here? Sheshochalo Dvorim Nogim Belev HaMelech. She was sending him things that were trying to get, convince Achashverosh to rescind his order that she has to show up at this event. You can imagine, you know, to have to try and rescind the order of the king is, she's not going to come with frivolous claims. I was thinking that just to understand, like they tried futilely to convince the governor to have a stay of execution, the marshal to this fellow, they executed him yesterday. Monday. So they tried every possible taina, you know, to him. Every single one. I was speaking to someone, I was thinking, what am I going to do? I make one phone call. So I tried to think, if I had the Korah any access to all these people, what argument would I make? And who would I contact? So I called someone guy up and said, why don't they call Joe Lieberman? You know, speak to him. And they tried that. And they came up, they had someone, the governor's wife's best friend was going to take her out to lunch. They tried that. So this is not a time for frivolous claims. This is life and death. Vashti understood that this is life and death. She was trying to rescind the order of the king. So she's trying to convince him. So I'm just giving this preface because it's important that we understand that these were not just Stam, you know, a wife saying, oh, come on, you know, Stam, not serious tainas, try anything. That makes no sense. These were claims that the courage will affect Achashverosh. That's what the first one was saying. Things that will get him to change his mind. So what were the claims that she made? So Amr Lo, back to the Medrash. Amr Lo, she tells him, Imroen Osi Noe, if they think that I'm beautiful, Heinosim Eneim Lishtamishvi, so they're going to want me. The Horgim Osa, and they'll kill you. Vimroen Osi Kura, and if they'll think I'm disgusting, At Nisganesbi. So you're going to be humiliated. Can you imagine that they think the queen of the Malchus is, you know, not the beauty that it should be? It'd be a terrible humiliation for the entire government. So Mimonushak, it makes no sense for you to demand my presence here at this, you know, beauty pageant. It makes no sense because Mimonushak, if they're attracted, they're going to conspire to kill you. And if they think I'm not beautiful, so it's going to be a humiliation for you. So Ramzoso below Nirmas. Aksoso below Nekas. Didn't work. Did not work. Sholcha v'amrlo. So she tried a second time. Humis istabloti shel beis abba hayisa. You were the cattle stable boy in my father's house, but Yisa Lomad Lios Machnes Lavanecha Noshim Zonos Arumus, and you were accustomed to bringing in the Zonos Arumos, but Achsho Shenefnasto Malchus Lo Chazarta Mikil Kulecha, and now that you came back, now that you became the king, you haven't changed. So what is the Medrash say? Ramzasa v'lo nirmas v'kasa v'lo nekas. Still, it didn't work. So I was trying to understand, after the first claim, it didn't work. You think, you know, she came in with a very good claim. Now she told him the monoshach. Again, I think it's what, it's not frivolous. She thought this would work. Her life's dependent on it. So she says to Manushach, either you are going to be killed, or it'll be the ultimate humiliation. And it doesn't make a dent. Achashverosh is still, you know, doesn't change his gzeirah, demanding her presence. So that doesn't work. You think you come up with a better claim. What's the better claim? You know, you were involved with Nus, you know, way back, and you're still involved with Nus. You haven't changed. So you haven't changed. Achashverosh is a Russia. It's a Russian Marusha. We know that Achashverosh was the one that was behind the whole conspiracy to kill all the Yidden. It wasn't Haman. Achashverosh also. When Achashverosh says, Yuzeh Vezehu, who is this evil person? Esther was going to point to Achashverosh. If the Gemara says, it's not from Malach, pushed her hand away. But she knew, Esther knew, Achashverosh knew, and then the son of Vashti knew also, that Achashverosh was a Russia. He became a Russia now during the story. He's a Russia his whole life. So she's telling him that you were involved with Nus back then, and you evolve with Nus now. I mean, the Chazal say, Shneim Laverin is Kavnu. They were both in the Kavnu. There's all these Mishnahs. What do you think that was for? So the whole Mishnah was for Nus. Vashti was Nus. Achashverosh is Nus. So what exactly is her argument? That Hasnish for the king to be involved with Nus? She was also involved with Nus. She's the Malka. What is this Taina that she thinks is going to sway Achashverosh from pursuing and requiring her presence at this Mishnah. You're dealing with a Russian Marusha, a mass murderer, a Hitler Yamashimo. You can tell him that you still have bad Yidus, you still have bad Hanhagis, you're involved with Znus. That's going to sway him. So we see from here, I want to bring out this idea that even someone of Achashverosh's ilk, he is a Russia, but even Achashverosh couldn't deal with the fact that he hasn't changed. The fact that I'm still the same, in the same place I was back then, that would have been so, making the ice kalim. Wow, it's gonna shake him into reality. Well, I haven't changed. Why should Achashverosh care if he hasn't changed? He's worse. He wasn't a mass murderer then. Now he's a mass murderer. But on this level, whatever it is, I haven't changed. That would have been so struck into his emotion that he couldn't deal with it. And possibly he would have rescinded his order to require Vashti's presence. I assume we who are not mass murderers, so Kolshkein, that this idea that when we look back at ourselves, it's a person, you know, it could be overwhelming. A person says, "Oh, I haven't changed." It's probably one of the worst feelings to think that I look back, "Oh, I haven't changed." We have this need for self improvement. Even Achashverosh had the need to. He has to improve. He has to be some change in my life. What did I change? Why should he care? Belamai, that would have struck him. So, and you can imagine the Sipuk HaNefesh that it would serve Achashverosh. You know, if there would have been, you know, some change, this argument could have been done. And the fact that he's involved with Znus, that Rashi doesn't give that argument. The fact that you're a melech, you're involved with open Znus, the rabbin, she didn't give that argument. I don't know how she gave that argument anyway, because she was also doing the same thing. But that argument, evidently, that wouldn't bother Achashverosh. But the fact that I'm doing the same Znus as I was years ago, that he could not be sovel. Achashverosh could not be sovel such a thing. And Vashti understood that. She didn't work, but she attempted to hit on this emotion that you haven't changed. So we have the opportunity to make changes in our lives. So already it takes away a tremendous, you know, koach to overwhelm us, to discourage us. If we implement a change, even if it's a small change, like this time it doesn't work. You can't say you're the same person that was so many years ago. But Hashem, we do that. We have a, we're able to walk around with a greater sense of Sipuk HaNefesh.